All right, everybody, we are back with Less Theory. So what do we do now? It's kind of a free roam event here. Kind of like being a dick, remember those? Watch out! In the corner of your eye, you notice a ball flying towards your head. Ouch! Sorry, bro, you came out in the hallway at a perfectly wrong time, ha ha ha. Fuck, man. Damn, that's gonna leave a mark. You should work on your reflexes. You shouldn't be throwing a volleyball in here. Yeah, you're probably right. Hey, so tomorrow's that party. You going? What party? Didn't Zoe tell you? Ain't you, like, best friends since you were 5? That must be the reason Zoe was calling me in the morning. To tell me about the party. Oh yeah, she told me. It just slipped my mind. Okay, Anne. And what? You going? Yeah, I'm going. Great, see you there then. Yeah, see ya. Time to go home. Fuck, my head hurts. Alright then, we should get you home now. Again, we're gonna be using the town map. This is your home. Just click on it and the story will continue. I think I can hear Jess in the living room. I should go see what she's doing. Well, it's in the garage. Stuff. I'm in the garage. We can go into the hall. We can go into the kitchen. That's the kitchen. Can't really do anything right now. It's kind of locked. What you doing?
None of your business.
Yeesh, she's been acting really bitchy ever since she broke up with her boyfriend and moved back home. Yeah, I guess I'll leave her alone and go work on that dumb clock for woodworking class. I should go to the garage. From now on, you'll be able to check your progress and what to do next by clicking on the hints button. You can see it up at the top corner right now. Boom! Click on it. Go to the garage. Whenever you're stuck or can't remember what to do, you can always make sure where to go. You can check where you left off by using hints button in the top right corner. I'm so late with this, it needs to be finished by tomorrow. Time to get my hands dirty. Holy crap, it almost looks like the box from Hellraiser. An hour later.
How's it going?
Masculine shriek. Ah! Why are you sneaking up on me?
What are you talking about? I opened and closed the garage door. Didn't you hear me?
Apparently not.
He must have really been focused on that whatever it is.
Looks like he's about to summon some Cenobites.
I'm gonna go make lunch.
Awesome. I'm starving.
I better get to it then. Bye.
Well, Mr. Wannabe Clock, it's you and me now. And be careful. Pinhead, like he's gonna appear in a minute. I have such pleasures to show you. Another hour later.
Yo, lunch is ready.
Just a sec.
Hurry.
Looking good, kinda. Looks a little better now. Doesn't matter if I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die if I don't eat something ASAP. You sit down at the table and start eating frantically. Mother and Jessica were talking about something, but you didn't listen to a word they were saying. A few minutes later.
Where's Megan?
You swallow the food. Oh no, she said she'd be home later. As if on cue, Megan walks into the living room.
Speak of the devil.
Hey!
Where were you?
Oh, you know, here and there.
Sit down and eat.
Here and there, huh?
Already eaten.
With that, Megan hops over to the couch and turns on the TV. She needs to take her shoes off on that. Oh, that, you know, that's a pet peeve of mine. That's an adult pet peeve of mine. Shoes on the fucking couch. No, young lady, you take those shoes off right now if you're going to put them on that couch. Because, you know, it's got the dirty shoes and put on those nice fucking couch cushions. That's no. Uh-uh. That don't work for me. You could see an irritated smile form on your mother's lips.
I need a drink.
Yeah, me too, after seeing that. Is it just me, or does she need a drink a little too often lately? It must be because of what happened a few days ago. I really wonder where Megan's been.
What?
Nothing. Do you maybe know...
Can't you see I'm busy?
You're texting.
Exactly.
Fine. You're no help. Hey, Mother.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I really need some peace and quiet right now.
Sure. Sorry to bother you.
You're not bothering me. It's just...
It's okay. No need to explain. I understand. Damn. People don't want to fuck with you. They literally tell you. Go away, Grim. You're boring. Oh, well, you know, nobody else wants to mess with me. I'll go to fucking town. Walk around for a little bit. See the sights. So, where were you? What's the big secret?
Look, the reporter is, reporting about stuff. Important stuff.
She's still dodging the question. Guess I'll wait. She'll tell me eventually.
Where are you going?
On a date.
Who's it with?
Bye, Megan.
Ugh, she never tells me anything.
That's understandable.
Why?
Yeah, because...
I want to go on a date, too.
So... go?
But, with whom?
How should I know that?
You got any hot friends?
Not that I know of.
Ugh, you're no help. I'm going to my room.
But what about that reporter who's reporting about important stuff?
It's not that important.
You continue watching TV for a while. Soon, night came. Was it Batman?
If Elizabeth asks, tell her I went out.
Yeah, if Mother asks, tell her I went out. It's Elizabeth in the thing. That's why she says Elizabeth. But, you know, she's the mom. Out or on a date?
Out.
Okay. Must be some important date if she decided to go dress like that. You continue watching TV. Sometime later, you hear someone coming down the stairs.
What are you still doing awake?
Oh, nothing. Watching TV. She looks kind of drunk.
It's late. Go to bed.
Yeah, good idea. Just as you were leaving...
Wait.
Yes?
Where's Jessica? I thought she was down here since she wasn't in her room.
She went out. She said she's going out for a bit and that she'll be home soon. Maybe it's better if I don't tell her the truth. She seems stressed out enough as it is.
Oh. Okay. Good night.
Good night, Mother. You hear a strange noise coming out of Megan's room. You hear what you think is a moan coming from behind the door. Oh, is she doing what I think she's doing? I should go to my room. I'm not sleepy yet. That reminds me, if I still want to get into that college, I should study some more. Go study. Later that night, you hear Jessica coming up the stairs. Coming home so late, she should hope Mother doesn't hear her. Better keep studying. Sometime later you doze off at the table, on the keyboard, as I've heard people do on Discord voice chats. Next morning, You gotta be joking. What's wrong with that car? Wait, didn't I fall asleep at the table? I'll really need to do something about that alarm. Yeah, might as well get up.
Wow, you're up already? How is that even possible?
That damn car alarm woke me up again.
Yeah, it's annoying. But maybe you should stop complaining and get ready for school?
Yeah, I'm going. Seems like she's in a bad mood today, too. Really? Weird choices, guys. Zoe again. I told her not to call this early.
Oh, and please clean up your room. It's a pigsty in here.
What?
It's a mess in here. Clean up your room.
Yeah, sure. Jessica leaves your room, which is not a fucking pigsty, folks. I'm sorry. Guess I'll go take a shower.
You startled me.
Hi, Meg.
All yours, sleepyhead.
Hope you left some hot water today.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. Can I do both? Ah, it's as cold as balls! You take a quick cold shower and get dressed. Counting the day, it's been 3 days in a row now that their shitty car woke me up. I should really go over and talk to them about it. But I still haven't seen them. What if it's some jacked up idiot? Guess I'll have to take my chances, eventually. I better go downstairs. What, some dude on gear? Hey! It's like, oh, you got a problem with my car? And somehow he's got Herculean strength that can lift up the car. I'll show you what I think about you. I don't think it'll go to that.
Morning, sweetie.
Morning.
You look like you're still half asleep.
Yeah, I studied till late last night.
Good job. Go eat some breakfast. I made your favorite. Might wake you up.
Thanks, Mother. Again, my favorite? Lucky me.
I'm off to work. Bye.
Bye, Mother. Eat breakfast. Yum, so tasty. Few minutes later. I'm full. Wow, I hope this isn't the same thing every fucking day. Because that's going to be boring. Better get going, don't want to be late. Megan, let's go. Silence. What, she left without me again? What's her problem? Yeah, they kind of force you to go anywhere. You can't go anywhere but the... Out of nowhere, you feel a gun pressed against the back of your head.
One sudden move, and you're dead.
What, we're doing this again?
Bang!
You know that won't work 2 days in a row.
You're dead. You can't talk.
Sorry, I'm still not interested in joining your club. She sure is persistent.
Oh, come on. It was just a joke. How did he know about my club? I didn't even invite him. It's just that... I'm so bored. Nothing exciting ever happens in this town. So, still not interested in joining my club?
Yeah, sorry. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Holy shit, is this kind of like... what is it? Never 7? Never 7 was a game where it wasn't the same day, but it was a week. And it would just be the same fucking week over and over and over. And it got into weird shit when they were talking about Schrodinger's cat and all that crap. I don't know if it'll go that far into this, but... that's pretty much what happened with Never 7, which led to... Ever 17 and Remember 11. I don't know if it's going to go that far into the, you know, the kid, which became Mages. You know, Mages puts out Steins Gate and the Anonymous Code and all the big anime games. But before they just put out, like, Never 7 and Ever 17 and Remember 11 and moved their way up to the Mages stuff. Mm-hmm. Bye. That was strange. She did the exact same thing yesterday. Those two are inseparable. As you move closer to them, you overhear your sister saying,
"Are you crazy? I could never." Oh, hi.
Hi, Zoe. What's going on here? What are you two whispering about?
Oh, nothing. I hope you didn't hear too much. It's just girl talk, you know. He seems somehow distant.
It's like I'm having the biggest deja vu ever.
Everything okay?
Huh? Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, everything's fine.
By the way, why didn't you answer my call?
I told you already, I won't answer the phone that early.
You don't have to be a jerk about it. Besides, it was kind of important.
You can tell me now.
Doesn't matter.
Didn't you say it was important?
Not anymore, jerk.
Oh. Well, I'll be. That is an interesting little... Like in Ren and Stimpy, they say, "Don't touch the red button!" And that man, he comes out, he says, "Don't you wanna push the red button? The gleaming, beautiful red button!" Well, yes, I'll push the damn red button! And you, why did you leave without me again?
What do you mean again? You took forever, and I didn't want to be late.
But...
We better go to class, that is, if you don't want to be late.
Confused, you go to class with the shadow people.
Good morning, class. Please take your seats.
10 minutes later, you get consumed by your thoughts, not listening to the teacher. Why do I have a feeling like the day is repeating? I mean, everything seems the same, kinda. I gotta be imagining it, or it's some crazy coincidence. 5 minutes hey. Later.
Hello. Hey.
Yes?
Have you listened to a word I said?
Yeah, sure.
Looks like someone's in trouble.
Get your ass in front of the blackboard.
What? Again?
Now.
You gotta be joking. You stand in front of the blackboard.
Okay. Let's see if you've been paying attention.
Shit, not again.
Alright then. The molecular structure of H2SO4 belongs to which acid? Looks like you at least weren't sleeping through the whole lesson. Correct.
Wait, it's the same question? Is she going easy on me?
Let's see if you'll know the next one. Does sulfuric acid have high or low electrical
High.
Well, it was a 50-50 chance you'd guess. Correct.
I don't understand. She asked two same questions as yesterday.
As an acid... Sulfuric acid reacts with most bases to give the corresponding what? Impressive. Correct.
Seriously? I knew it yesterday too, so why is she asking it again? What's going on here?
Medieval European alchemists called sulfuric acid oil of...
vitriol!
Wow. I didn't expect you to know that one. Correct.
She's got to be messing with me.
Last question. If you let concentrated sulfuric acid get on your hands, it'll do what to your skin?
Can't believe she asked me all the same questions again. Well...
Correct.
Of course it is. You repeated all the questions from yesterday.
You actually got them all right.
Yeah, of course I did. I'm still not sure whether she's messing with me or if I'm going insane.
I'm just surprised you knew all the answers without even paying attention. You like chemistry.
Yeah, we almost had the exact same conversation yesterday. What the fuck?
I'm really happy to hear that. Not many students these days find any interest in chemistry.
Thanks. She sends you back to your seat, but again, you notice a little smile hiding in the corner of her lip. Not long after classes end. You going home?
You can go on without me. I still have something to take care of.
Okay.
You are acting real strange, you know that? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay, then. Oh, and if anyone asks, say I'll be home in a few hours.
Okay, got it. Bye. I'm acting strange, she's acting strange, and everyone else in the school, too.
Thanks. Bye.
Once again, back to where we were a couple minutes ago. Watch out! In the corner of your eye, you notice a ball flying towards your head. Fuck! How'd you get hit again? Sorry, bro, you came out in the hallway at a perfectly wrong time, ha ha ha. Fuck, man, you're doing this on purpose. Damn, that's gonna leave a mark. You should work on your reflexes. Yeah, and you should really stop throwing that ball around. You're probably right. Hey, so tomorrow's that party. You going? Isn't the party today? No, it's this Friday. Didn't Zoe tell you? Ain't you, like, best friends since you were 5? What the hell's going on? Wait, what day is it? That's a dumb question. Just answer me. Chill. Thursday. It's Thursday. You gotta be fucking kidding me. What? Gotta go. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. What's his problem? Groundhog Day! You rush back home. Definitely watch that movie, Bill Murray, if you haven't. Groundhog Day. That's what this is. It's the same.
What's the same?
The TV show. Is it a rerun?
How am I supposed to know if it's a rerun or not?
Is it or is it not? She doesn't know.
I think not.
What the fuck's
gotten into him?
Oh. I think I'm getting fucking groundhogged. Yep, he even mentioned it.
You're getting what now?
What's he
babbling about?
Groundhogged.
What? Like that movie?
Yes!
Yeah, sure. And I'm getting source coded. Let me just go and save a whole bunch of people from an exploding train.
I have to go check something in the garage. Gone. Everything I made yesterday is gone. You tumble a few steps back. What the fuck is going on? This can't be happening. How could this be happening? It must be some bad joke. I gotta calm myself down. I must be imagining all of this. Calm down.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Something must be wrong if she's asking me if I'm okay.
You sure? He looks kind of pale.
Yeah, seriously, I'm good. Just one question. What day is it? Maybe Taylor was trying to make some stupid joke.
It's Thursday. Why?
Just asking. Fuck! How?
Are you asking because you think you're getting groundhogged?
Yes. I'm dizzy.
Don't worry about it. Sometimes I feel like the day is repeating too. Once you get into the same routine day after day, it can feel that way.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Could that be it? One question, are you going on a date tonight?
Have you been snooping through my phone?
What? No, I never do that.
Good, because it's none of your business.
Jessica slams the door behind her. No, she's right, I'm just imagining it. I fell into a routine, that must be it. Or I'm going crazy. I should go to my room and relax a bit. Good night, this is crazy, right guys? Let's see. I should go to bed. Half an hour later. Ugh, can't relax at all. You jump out of the bed. I think Mother has some sleeping pills in the bathroom. Yep. Take them old Benadryls. I'm gonna be in a bit. I thought they'd be in here. bathroom cupboard. Well, I'm in it. Y'all see any pills? I found them. Three of these should do the trick. Damn, three? You swallow the pills and head to your room. Just to make sure I'm imagining all this, I need a pencil. You take a pencil from your desk. Snap it in half. And place it next to your bed. That's what Bill did. You jump back into bed. Soon the pills take effect and you fall asleep. Fucking alarm! Look over at your nightstand. What? The pencil's gone. You jump out of bed, get dressed, and go check your table. I can't believe it. The day is actually repeating.
Wow, you're already up? How is that even possible?
Unbelievable, but how? Why? I don't understand.
Hello? Earth calling.
What could be causing this?
Oh, fuck it. I was told to wake him up. He's awake. I did my job.
Is this some kind of limbo thing or what? I've always been good, did everything that was asked of me. I don't have any enemies, never broke any rules, I even helped old people cross the street. So why is this happening to me? Wait, does this mean that I can do whatever I want without any consequences? This isn't a curse, this is a blessing. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Zoe.
You sound cheerful. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, even better than fine.
I wanted to ask you something.
Shoot.
Do you, maybe want to come with me to the party tomorrow?
Sure, why not? Why couldn't you just ask me in school?
Well, great. Pick me up tomorrow at 9 p.m.?
Sure thing. Megan's coming with us too?
Oh, I guess if you want.
What's with her? Her tone changed all of a sudden.
Anyways, gotta go. See you at school. Bye.
Bye. Wait a minute, did she just ask me out? Like, only the two of us? Nah, I doubt she meant it like that. We've been friends since we were, like, five. Your thoughts quickly turn back to the pressing issue. If the day actually is repeating, and it seems that it is, I can do whatever I want. No one else is going to remember any of it? This could actually be freaking awesome. But I'll have to be careful about this. I still don't know exactly how it all works. And when does the day reset? When I go to sleep or at some exact time during the night? I'll need to figure all this out first, and of course I also need to figure out what's causing it. What if it doesn't reset tonight? I better go slow for today and try researching this, let's call it anomaly. Okay, so I think this might be a good spot to end it, because, let's just check the bathroom. I spent more time in my room, so Megan already left the bathroom. Makes sense. And if I'm not mistaken, there's no hot water in the shower. Mother should be in the kitchen.
Hey, just finishing up breakfast.
Let me guess, it's my favorite?
Sure is.
Why is he
in such a good mood this early? Usually he's all grumpy. And it's done.
Wow, looks tasty, Mother. Thank you. At least I get to eat this every morning.
No problem.
You can hear Megan coming down the stairs.
Morning! I'm off to school.
Wait, won't you eat first?
Nope, gotta go.
Hey, wait for me. The girl lives on air.
I have to take care of something first. You take your time and eat.
Fine, go ahead. Damn, now I'm really interested in what this all is about.
Always in a rush.
That girl, always... Okay. I don't have to read
anyway,
that.
I gotta go to work.
Yeah, go ahead.
Enjoy your meal.
You know I will.
Bye.
Bye. You finish your meal and go to school. As you walk towards the school, you feel a gun pressed against the back of your
head.
Hands
up! One sudden move and you're dead.
Here we go again.
Bang!
Dramatic tone. Ah! And blood splatters all over the pavement.
Hey! You're dead! You can't... Yeah, exactly! You get the point. Do you, maybe, want to join my cosplay club? You seem fun.
It seems fun. I'll think about it.
Great! If you decide to join, you can find me in the bathroom this noon after class is in. The club will have its first meeting there.
Bathroom, really?
Yeah, it sucks, I know. We're a new club, so the school couldn't give us a room.
Okay, hopefully I'll make it.
Awesome! I'm so happy you're interested! See you later then, hopefully. Bye!
Bye. She sure is hot. Okay, and with that, we're gonna take a break from Lust Theory, which happens to be Groundhog Day, but an adult version. Interesting little game. Things definitely got interesting. I didn't realize the day's repeating itself. It's always Thursday for some reason. Damn. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.